Dogs. Question and answers. 1. Do you like dogs? A. Yes, I love dogs. I've always had dogs. As I live in a small flat now, I can only have a little one, so I keep a tiny Yorkshire Terrier who is very smart and cute. B. I do not particularly like dogs. I prefer cats. I cannot tell you why. It's been always this way. When I was a child, I used to have a cat called Mimi, but she died when I was 16. 2. Are dogs really man's best friend? A. Dogs are loyal to humans, mostly to their owners. I've heard stories when dogs couldn't or didn't want to leave their owner's grave, as there was such a strong bond between them. Dogs can also walk hundreds of miles to find their way back home if they get lost somehow. B. I don't know much about dogs. I've never had one, and I'm not really interested in dogs. 3. What kind of dogs do you like and dislike? A. My favourite dog breed is Golden Retriever. I think they are the most beautiful and smartest dogs on earth. I do not really like toy dogs, like Chihuahuas. As for me, a dog should be at least medium-sized. B. I love those tiny toy dogs you can carry around in a cute dog carrier bag. 4. Do you think dogs are the best kind of pet? A. Apart from the emotional side, dogs can guard your house and help to keep burglars away. If you live in a house, it's a good idea to keep an at least medium-sized alert dog. 5. Do you think dogs have a good life? A. It depends on the owner. If they are considered as a member of the family, they undoubtedly have a good life. Unfortunately, some owners can be very cruel to dogs and abuse them. And a lot of dogs are abandoned year by year. Unfortunately, dog shelters cannot provide enough places for all these dogs, so it's very important that people adopt these poor dogs instead of buying puppies. 6. Are you ever afraid of dogs? A. No, I'm a real dog lover. I've always had dogs, and I have never been afraid of any of them. B. Yes, I'm afraid of dogs, and I cannot imagine to keep a dog at home. When I was a child, I was bitten by a dog at the playground, and since then, I've avoided dogs. 7. Do owners have to clean up after their dogs in your town? A. Unfortunately, not every dog owner likes to clean up after the dog, so there are parts of the city which are literally full of dog dirt. If caught on the spot, these owners should be fined so that they can learn how to keep a dog properly in a society. 8. What do you think of dog hotels? Dog cafes and dog parlours? A. I think they can be useful sometimes. For example, if you want to go on holiday and cannot take your pet with you, your dog can stay at a dog hotel where it will be looked after by professional staff. I have never seen a dog cafe in Hungary, but heard that there are dog and cat cafes abroad. If your dog has long hair, you have to groom it. If you don't know how to do it, or you don't have time to do it, you can take your dog to a dog parlour.